Our guests tonight are Michael A. Shepherd and Alexandra Asoff. Alexandra is a writer and actress. She has acting roots in Dallas, Chicago, Los Angeles, New York, and London. She has also written a novel and a screenplay called Do Do Do, which was inspired by her experiences of New Orleans after the hurricane and flood of 2005. Michael A. Shepherd has many LA directing credits, and he has also been an actor on several television shows. They're going to be talking about the play 12 O'Clock Tales with Ava Gardner. And Ava Gardner was someone that I just really loved watching her movies. She was a big star in the 40s and 50s and even in the 60s. And I just saw a movie with her recently, too. So looking forward to this. So let's just start our show. Michael and Alexandra, welcome to The Out Agenda. Well, I want to thank you both for being on The Out Agenda, Michael and Alexandra. And we're going to be talking about a new show called 12 O'Clock Tales with Ava Gardner. Now, Michael, you are the director.
Yes. Yes,
and
I am.
Alexandra, you are?
Yes, Ava Gardner and the writer.
And the writer, too. Okay. So first, I'm going to talk to the writer and the star of the show, Alexandra. So let's talk about Ava Gardner. This is your second show you've done of Ava Gardner?
I had written it originally as a cabaret show where I would tell a little story and sing a song, tell a little story and sing a song. And that show was shuttered by COVID back in March of 2020. And over these past few years, it has been developed and turned into a play as opposed to a cabaret. Both are theatrical mediums, but they're very different art forms.
I just saw last week, because I was sick and home, the Barefoot Contessa. For some reason, I decided to put that on. And Ava Gardner was so beautiful. I mean, she was just a stunning woman. My favorite movie, of course, is Showboat, yes, which I saw her in. And I'll never forget that. She always plays these beautiful, exotic women. And it's such a sad tale, the movies that I saw of her. Even in Earthquake, that was a bad one, too. Why did you pick Ava Gardner?
I was in I like to joke that she chose me. I was in a writing group and these musings kept coming out about physical magnificence. So that naturally led me to Ava Gardner, because who could be more physically magnificent than she? And then she wasn't just a pretty face. As I started to explore who she was, I found a woman of depth, of soul, of feeling, of courage and spunk. It just became a delight getting to know her and wanting to give her a life that I don't think she's had. There are other iconic beauty queens like Marilyn Monroe and Betty Davis who have this legacy. And I think Ava Gardner is starting to recede in people's memory. And I'd like to bring her back.
Well, I think a lot of the young people really don't know who she was. I mean, she was a glamorous star in the 40s and the 50s. And just like I said, I just happened to see the Barefoot Contessa last week. And I'm glad they're showing some of her movies.
Last month, she would have been 100 years old. So I know that TCM was doing a special month of December tribute to Ava Gardner, because on December 24th, had she lived, she would have been 100. So it's her centennial year.
And she had three interesting marriages. Plus, she came from a family, a large family. I believe she had six siblings.
She did. She had six older siblings. She was the youngest, the baby of the family. The sibling nearest her was 7 years older than she. So she was a real surprise to her parents. They weren't expecting her at all. And I don't think they were expecting the little Spitfire that they got either, as older parents. But yes, coming from nothing, running around in the dirt in North Carolina, a tomboy in the tobacco fields, to being one of the most beautiful women in the world and having this fabulous life and fabulous career that took her all over the world and rubbing elbows with fascinating people. It wasn't just the lovers that she had, but she ran with Hemingway and the poet Robert Graves and really made the most of the little she was given.
So what is the play about? Give us a little teaser.
Well, she is in her 50s at this point. She is back in Los Angeles shooting a movie. She doesn't really want to work anymore, but she needs to keep up her lifestyle and keep money in the bank because she supports herself. And she is confronted with a very interesting opportunity that tugs at her heart and would certainly change her life. And in the course of this afternoon, she has to make a decision about that opportunity. And that decision gets her to doing a lot of thinking about where her life has brought her and helps her make that decision.
Now, Michael, you are the director. So what challenges? There's a lot of challenges for a director, but.
Well, I'll tell you this. This is my first time directing a solo show. I've directed, you know, as you well know, I've directed, you know, giant musicals all the way down to like three or four people on stage. This is my first solo show. And when Alessandra approached me to be the director on this, I was like, well, let me do some research. Let me figure out if this is something I want to do. And because, like you mentioned earlier, Ava Gardner is sort of the unsung hero that we don't talk about anymore. And the more I started looking at her past and, you know, and who she was, I was like, yeah, I kind of want to do this. I really want to do this. And plus, you know, it's Alessandra is one of these people that she doesn't like to take no for an answer. So it was like, you know, it might have been the 35 phone calls a day. And, you know, but, you know, I knew. And plus, you know, she's Alessandra is just such a lovely woman. And the way she is starting, where she is embodying this character of Ava. She's not playing Ava Gardner, but she's playing this beautiful facsimile of Ava, and it's absolutely wonderful to watch.
Oh, thank you, Michael.
So this is a solo show, so it's just a one person?
Yes, it's stage? A play with one actor, yes.
Oh, okay.
There is a second character in the play who we don't see.
That's true.
Yes.
That is true.
Oh, now you got me all fascinated.
Well, good. I hope everyone becomes fascinated and buys a ticket to, you know, 12 O'Clock Tales with Ava Gardner at the Whitefire Theater.
Now, where is the Whitefire Theater?
It's in Sherman Oaks on Ventura Boulevard. The show will play at 2 on Sunday afternoons. So there's plenty
of... January 15th. 7 performances on Sundays starting January 15th.
So it's a one-woman show of Ava Gardner. So I would recommend people kind of, you know, look her up and find out exactly who she was. And like I said, she was a wonderful actress. And I didn't know too much about her life other than, you know, her marriages, but those are tabloids. Because she had 3 interesting marriages. I mean, they were like from one side to the other. I mean, it's just like from Mickey Rooney, Artie Shaw, and then Frank Sinatra.
Yes. And also the one thing that Alessandra has done so beautifully with the script is where we do get in depth with her 3 marriages. There's also a couple love affairs that we talk about as well within the script that are kind of, one is just, it's a really beautifully written and performed piece about, I won't say, it's about, can I say the name? I'll say it. George C. Scott. She had a relationship with George C. Scott. And there's a portion of this script that is sort of dedicated to what their relationship was.
Okay. Yeah. So in her birthday, she would have been 100 years old. Her birthday, I was just looking it up, was December 24th. And then she died January 25th in 1990.
Yes.
Okay.
You know, she lived a very rough lifestyle. She liked to drink and smoke. And unfortunately, at about the age of 63, she had a stroke. So this play takes place about 10 years before that terrible stroke. She did recover from the stroke, but the complications and emphysema, she died rather young.
63 is quite young. So once again, the play is going to be at the White Fire Theater, which is in Sherman Oaks. And how do we get tickets?
You can get tickets at thewhitefire.com. Whitefire.com. Tickets are $25 and they'll take care of you all on their website. It's very, very easy.
And the show starts Sunday, January 15th. And is it just Sunday performances at 2 p.m.?
Sundays at 2 p.m., 8 consecutive Sundays running through March the 5th.
Sounds like a wonderful play. Like I said, I love Ava Gardner. And then just she was a movie star, is what all I can say. She was an actual movie star. Yeah.
She was. I hope you get to join us.
But I am going to plan. I do would love to see this. Sounds like a wonderful play. Break a leg on opening night. It's going to be great. Or opening day, I should say.
Yes.
And it's always wonderful to talk to you, Michael. Michael, you and I have talked so many times. You've done so many plays. And it's wonderful.
It feels weird because this is like the first time in over 3 years that we've spoken because of everything.
Well, COVID just shut everything down, as we talked about earlier.
I'm back and I hope to talk to you throughout the year.
Oh, yes. Let me know. And Alexandra, too, when you do some other projects, please let us know. We'd love to talk to you about them. But like I said, I love Ava Gardner. So you'll see me someday in the theater.
Thank you. I look forward to that. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. And I know you have to get back to rehearsals, both of you. You both got things happening. So I will see you soon.
All right. Thank you, Rita.
Bye-bye.
Once again, we've been speaking to Michael A. Shepherd and Alexandra Asaf about the play 12 O'Clock Tales with Ava Gardner. And if you would like tickets for this play, you can go to the White Fire Theater, and it's located in Sherman Oaks. And we do want to hear from you. Tell us what you think of the Out Agenda and about the kinds of interviews and stories you like to hear. Like us on our Facebook page, follow us on Twitter, or email us at theoutagenda@gmail.com. I'm Rita Gonzalez. Thanks for listening and have a wonderful week. And remember that being out is the first step to being equal. Now stay tuned for This Way Out.